This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Electricity Authority restores power to industries after first arrears payment. Beer Hospital launches simultaneous testing for 10 respiratory viruses. World Bank projects Nepal's growth to slow to 2.1% in 2026 amid political transition. And U.S. President Donald Trump signs spending bill to end longest shutdown in U.S. history. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Electricity Authority has restored power to all industries whose electricity lines were disconnected over unpaid dedicated and trunk line charges. According to the authority, supply was regularized after the first installment of the total arrears was paid. Earlier, lines of 25 industries had been cut down to non-payment, while three others had been disconnected for not paying regular tariffs. The Nepal Electricity Authority officials confirmed no industry has been disconnected over premium arrears now. Major industrial customers including Hulasa Steel, Asuka Steels, Hammer Iron and Steels, Lakshmi Steels and Sarvottam Cement have paid their first installments and had electricity reconnected. The first installment remains pending for some, but all lines are currently active. Beer Hospital, Nepal's oldest medical institution, has begun simultaneous testing for 10 respiratory viruses at its medical genetics laboratory. According to Dr. Neelam Thakur, chief of the Department of Medical Genetics, the new facility allows testing for multiple respiratory viruses in a single run, reducing costs and enabling earlier and more accurate diagnostics. Patients diagnosed through this test can receive treatment at the hospital. Dr. Thakur also said the Beer Hospital has started simultaneous testing for 6 viruses linked to brain infections, further expanding its diagnostic capabilities. The laboratory remains the first government-run facility in Nepal offering genetic health testing services. The World Bank has predicted Nepal's economic growth to slow from 4.6% in 2025 to 2.1% in 2026, reflecting the impact of Gen Z protests and ongoing political transition. Growth is expected to rebound to 4.7% in 2027, supported by reconstruction efforts, according to the Nepal Development Update. The report highlights the services sector as the most affected and notes that investor confidence depends on successful political transition and sound economic management. Finance Minister Ramesh Prasad Khanal said the government had introduced a business recovery plan, including grants, tax exemptions, and a reconstruction fund to restore private sector activity. The report also stresses the need to increase public investment, currently 7.9% of GDP, to meet infrastructure needs, estimated at 10 to 15% of GDP. David Sislane, World Bank Division Director, emphasized improving project design, budgeting, land acquisition and procurement processes to accelerate growth and job creation in Nepal. Nepal has assumed the leadership of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, ADPC, pledging to strengthen regional efforts in disaster risk reduction and climate adaptation. At the ADPC Board of Trustees meeting in Bangkok, Rajendra Singh, chief of India's National Disaster Management Authority, handed over the chairmanship to Dinesh Bhatta, executive director of Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority for the 2025-26 term. Pakistan will serve as co-chair, but emphasized enhancing governance, leadership and institutional capacity to address disaster and climate risk and advance sustainable development goals across Asia and the Pacific. Headquartered in Bangkok, the ADPC is an autonomous international organization dedicated to building regional resilience to disasters and climate impacts. Black topping has gained pace on key national highways, including the Pokhara-Mugling and Kali-Gandaki corridor roads. On the Pokhara-Mugling road, 18 kilometers of the western section Pokhara-Jamune have been blacktopped. So far, one-way blacktopping has been completed on 37 of the 38 kilometers, according to section engineer Sansila Kayasta. The project has achieved 59.89% physical and 47.8% financial progress. Two-way blacktopping has been done on 29.61 kilometers of the four-lane section and one-way work on 7.79 kilometers of the two-lane section. Similarly, under the Kali-Gandaki corridor, blacktopping is underway on the Lusti-Beni section, which connects Maldunga Beni Mustang to the National Highway, according to engineer Bisnu Chapagai of the Beni Jomsom Korala Road Project. Blacktopping is ongoing from Farse to Beni, with 2 kilometers already completed in landslide affected areas along the 13 kilometer Maldunga Beni stretch. The Nepali Embassy in Portugal has urged Nepali nationals in Nepal and the Middle East to be aware of fraud related to Portuguese work visas. In a statement issued on Wednesday, the embassy said the Portuguese government had suspended all types of worker visas except for highly skilled workers, effective from the 23rd of October. Amid reports of scams promising jobs in Portugal, the embassy warned that no one will be allowed entry using such fraudulent visas and urged the public not to engage in or fall for such illegal activities. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a spending bill to reopen the government, ending the longest shutdown in U.S. history. According to the BBC, Trump signed the short-term bill into law just hours after the House of Representatives voted 222-209 to approve it on Wednesday night, and two days after the Senate narrowly approved the same bill. Speaking in the Oval Office, Trump said the government would now resume normal operations, noting that many people had been severely affected by the 23-day shutdown. Many government services had been suspended since October, leaving around 1.4 million federal employees on unpaid leave or working without pay. Food aid was also disrupted and air travel faced delays nationwide. Government services are expected to reopen in the coming days, while disruptions to air travel are likely to ease ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The bill provides funding to keep the government open until the 30th of January, when lawmakers will need to find a new solution. Before signing the bill, U.S. President Trump repeatedly blamed the Democratic Party for the shutdown, saying they had done it for political reasons. The Indian government has declared the car explosion near the Red Fort in Delhi on Monday a terror incident, which killed at least 13 people and injured 20 others. According to the BBC, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's cabinet condemned the attack as a cowardly act by anti-national forces and called for a swift professional investigation to identify and bring the perpetrators to justice. No arrests have been made so far, and the cabinet reiterated India's zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Electricity Authority restored its power to industries after first arrears payment. Beer Hospital launches simultaneous testing for 10 respiratory viruses. World Bank projects Nepal's growth to slow to 2.1% in 2026 amid political transition. And US President Donald Trump signs a spending bill to end longest shutdown in US history. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.